morning. This past week's Daf Lamed Tes and Maseches Erevin. The sugya that we're learning now was started the Inyan, already the last Mishnah. The three situations that we have. Will be negate to be making one Erev for 2 days, or to be able to split to make two different Erevim for 2 days. The first situation we had on the Mishnah on the Daflam and Ches, Yom Tov HaSomach LeShabbos. If Yom Tov comes out on Friday or Sunday, that was Machlokes Reb Elazar and the Chachamim. As far as whether that's dealt with as Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas, Reb Elazar's Shita was the Shtei Kedushas, two separate days, and therefore the Mishnah tells us, according to Reb Elazar, one could set up two separate Erevim. The Chachamim in that Mishnah held, the Gemara tells us, that it's a Sofik. It's a Sofik whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. If we view it as one day, so we wouldn't be able to split up an Erev. And being that the Rabbanon Shita is that it's a Sofik, so if we have to be Machmer on both sides. On the one hand, like we just mentioned, that the Chumno would say that you can't split up, you can't have a different Erev, a different direction for each day. Where Reb Elazar holds as two Kedushas, has it in two separate days, so one can make two separate Erevim. But on the other hand, according to the Chachamim, being that it's only a Sofik, we don't view it as one day, Bivados, so therefore, they agree that the Erev has to be there at the beginning of the second day, on the tzad that it has the din of Shtei Kedushas, so the Erev at the beginning of the first day is not going to help us for the second day. Whereas if it would have been Vada Kedusha Achas, then look at it, we view it one long day, so then at the beginning of that first day, when it was Kedusha Shvisa, it'll help for the next day also. And just like we have in a simple case, on the Erev Shabbos, once the Erev was there, Ben HaShemoshes, then what happens after that on Shabbos doesn't take away from the Erev, so that would have been applicable here also. But being that the Rabbanon hold that it's a suffix, so therefore you have to go hachalachum or vahachalachum, have to mach from both sides. This was concerning Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos. Now, our mission over here deals with Rosh Hashanah. Now, we know, of course, that Rosh Hashanah in the Din HaTorah is only one day. Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. However, that being that Yom Tov HaShanah comes out on the first day of the month, and at the time that the Kiddush HaChodesh was done through Eidim, that the new month was proclaimed by Beis Din based on Eidim coming and saying that they saw the new Levana. So there are two possibilities of when the new month could be, either on Lamed or Lamed Aleph. Month could have 29 days, and therefore the new month starts on the 30th day, or the month has 30 days, and the new month starts on the 31st day. Now, being that the Edim could come any time on that first day, so even though the Edim didn't yet come, let's say on the day of Lamed Elul, right? So this day, it's going to be decided actually whether it's Rosh Hashanah or not. Interesting situation that it wasn't when it comes in, you don't know for sure what's going to be. If the Edim comes sometime during today, then this is it. This is Aleph Tishrei, today's Rosh Hashanah. If the Eidim don't come, then the next day is the first day of the month, the next day is Rosh Hashanah. Now, being that we don't know what's going to be, so we have to be noyig misofik the kedusha on the first day as if it's yontif. If the eid may actually come, like we just mentioned, so then it becomes decided definitely that this first day, lamed is Rosh Hashanah, and the next day will be chayil. But in the situation when eidim don't come the first day, so then we're going to have to be. So the first day, well, we were noy misafik yontif is the melacha, and then if they don't come, so then the next day is memela automatically decided, even without eidim. When we say that we need eidim, that's eidim is only just to make it decide that yontif will be on lamed. But being that there are only two possibilities. So if the Eidim don't come on Lamed, then we know, regardless, that Rosh Hashanah will be Lamed Aleph. Or Rosh Chodesh, on any month of the year will be Lamed Aleph. Now, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us that there was a problem that arose. Usually the Eidim would come earlier in the day, but there was a time that the Eidim came later, Neskankla Havim Bashir. It was a problem which arose from there, and therefore there was a takon that was set up that they're not mekabel the eidim min haminichu l'mayla. Certain point of time during the day, they don't accept eidim anymore. Being that we mentioned that the chodesh is nikva, is set up according to the eidim, so if Bezdin doesn't accept the eidus of the eidim, so we don't have the eidus, we don't have what we need to make that day Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the next day is mitzvah. So to avoid this problem of the Kilkel Hashir, which had to do with the shir that the Levim would say in the bringing of the Korban Tamid, and being that there's a different shir from the weekday shir, from the Yontif shir. So because of that problem, they were misakin that they're not makabel eis min amincha l'mayla from that point of time and on. So therefore, it comes out like this, that after that takhano, so really, if the eidim didn't come min amincha l'mayla, so you know that today is not going to be Rosh Hashanah anymore, because they're not going to accept anymore. Until that point of time, the eidim could have come till the end of the day, so your suffix is all the way till the end. So you're being noig yontif misafik. However, after this takana was, so really once mincha comes and eidim don't come anymore, so you know that today is not yontif, so really you could just revert back to your weekday schedule. However, that the Gemara over here tells us that Chazal made a takana shenoig in oisa yoyim kodesh l'mocha kodesh, that both days are we have to be noig yontif, even after we find out on that first day that today is not going to be yontif. That just means that there's no sofik derais anymore, but there's a takana drabonon, right? And that we'll see more over here. That's really the issue b'negei to Rosh Hashanah, right? When we're talking about making one erev for 2 days or 2 days. Or two different Erevin on Rosh Hashanah, which is what the mission that we're talking about now, that this is the situation that we're discussing. In the event that there's going to be a two-day Rosh Hashanah, which means that the Eidim didn't come before on that first day, before Mincha. If they come before, from like mentioned before, if they came then it's only one day, right? It's no question. But in the event that they didn't come by that time, then we're going to have 2 days. Right? The chodesh will be a chodesh. We have 2 days. Both days have a dinner of Yom Tif. Obviously, just in this case, only the second day will be a Yom Tif M'darai, so the first day is M'rabbanan. And this is the question over here. How do you deal with the kedusha of it's different than Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different kedushas, two different zmanim, two different halachas. However, over here this is all Rosh Hashanah, and this is the machlekes is in our mission over here, that in the situation where you're going to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, how do we deal with that? The mission discusses this, and we get a few things. But what we've been discussing till now was negate the Erev, right? How to deal with it? So this is the mission. Let's see the mission. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shayor Hashem Tisabe. In a Rosh Hashanah situation, person beforehand is concerned. He's suspecting that there'll be the month itself, there'll be that extra day. And in that situation, there's going to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. A person could set up to separate him. Like we had in the previous Mishnah, he holds that we deal with this as Shnei Kedushas, two separate days, and therefore each one has its own Erev. I only want the Erev on the first day. The second day, I want to retain my tchum like everyone else. Or Erev B'Shem B'Rishon K'bnei Iri. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. On that, the Mishnah says V'lehoid le'chachomim. The Chachomim argue, and the Chachomim consider it Kedusha Achas. You couldn't do that. You couldn't split up the days. The Gemara right away tells us, man hoiduloi, jump to the Gemara over here. The Gemara wants to let us know who is the Chacham, and the Mishnah is going to tell us in a minute that the Gemara is going to say it's a specific Tana, so B'Yasi, and Mefarshim tell us that many times we have Chachamim, you know, usually refers to a Rabbim, and many times the Gemara tells us that in Mishnayis, when Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he put in the Mishnah a Shitas Rabbeinu, it's really a Shitas Yochin. And the reason why he titled that Shita with the name Chachamim is because he wanted to be Kaveh the Halacha. The Halacha should be like this singular Tana. So he gave that Tana the Chashivas of a Rabbim. Just like Rabbim is the reason we pass like the Rabbim against the Yochin. That's why many Mishnayis, Rebbe, referring to a singular Tana Shita, he said in the name of the Chacham that should be the Halacha. So the Gemara tells us like this: Man lo hoiduloi. Who is this Chachamim in our Mishnah which doesn't agree to Rebbe Yehuda, who says you viewed as 2 days? Chacham don't agree with that. The Gemara tells us that's Rebbe Yosi. Rebbe Yosi, the Sanya, Moedin Chacham Rebbe Lezer. Rosh Hashanah, Shahayor Shem Tisabe. Is the Rebbe Lezer we just had in the previous mission over here. Rebbe Lezer holds that Yom Tov Asamach LeShabbos is Shnei Kedushas. So the Chachamim who argue on Rebbe Lezer in this Mishnah, they agree to him concerning Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah is dealt with as 2 separate days. Therefore, Ma'arvah Mishnah Erevin, Va'emer, and he could set it up as two separate Erevin. Jump down to Rabbi Yosi Oyser. Rabbi Yosi Asif, right? That's why it's a little confusing over here. Chachamim, here Chachamim there, but like we just mentioned that, you know, the Chachamim is just a title that Rabbi used for Kfiz Halacha. So the Braisa tells us that the Chomim who argue on Rebbe Lezer, they just argue concerning Shabbos and Yom Tov. But concerning Rosh Hashanah, they agree that Shnei Kedushas. In our Mishnah over here, the Chomim Mishnah is a new Shita. That's Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Oyser. Rabbi Yosi says that it's awesome. We view Rosh Hashanah as one long day, even though just 1 day is a Derais and 1 day is a Rabbanon. Rabbi Yosi Oyser, Om Lahem Rabbi Yosi, Atem Moedim, Shimbo Edim in a Minchol Amayel, Shnoigin Oyser Yem Kodesh, Lamacha Kodesh. Rabbi Yossi, coming to prove his point, he mentions what we had discussed before, that the takana was that we don't accept Edim and Aminichal Maila on that first day. So really, at that point, we know that today is Chol, right? Today is not Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, and Midrash is definitely today is Chol, and theoretically, you know, we should be able to go back to do Malacha. However, the Chachamur Masakin that we have to deal with that day as a Yom Tov, even though we know it's definitely not the real Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yossi means to say over here is that being that Chazal gave it a definite din of Yom Tov, it's not just misafik. Right? What he means to say over here is that we'll discuss soon as far as other situations, Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Goliyos, that in a situation where we have 2 days because of a suffix, then we know really 1 day is chol. Being that 1 day is chol, so that definitely would be reason to view it as 2 separate days. You know, one is really yontif, one's chol. You just don't know if one is yontif, one's chol. All right, you never have 2 days coming together. Impossible to have one long yontif because it's just a suffix. You know, you don't know what it is, but you're really just dealing with only 1 day. Rabbi Yossi is saying that's not the situation over here because it was decided already. Mincha came, the Eidim didn't come, we're not going to accept Eidim anymore. It's not a question of a Sofik here anymore. If it was a Sofik, then you could tell me that there's really only 1 day. Right? So you're not dealing with one long day. It's only 1 day Yontif. It's either today or tomorrow. So definitely you could split the 2 days. Rabbi Yossi tells us that being over here, it's not Mitam Sofik, because we don't have any Sofik anymore. We know definitely that today is not the real Rosh Hashanah, and nevertheless, Chazal Masakin Yontif. So it's a Vada. It's a Vada 2 days over here. It's the Chazal extended the Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi asks, and he says that we look at it as 1 day. This is what Chazal did. Chazal extended the Rosh Hashanah. It's one long Rosh Hashanah. It's what we call Ayyem Arichto. Rabbonon, the Gemara tells us, you're right, that's true, that Chazal told us that we have to complete the day b'kedusha. We have to treat the rest of the day, even though we know that it's not really Rosh Hashanah, we have to treat it b'kedusha as Rosh Hashanah, that's only that a zilzul should not come out. We don't want to degrade that first day, because we're concerned that in the future, that might lead to, you know, if they see that what happened, that they waited that first day and it turned out the Eidim didn't come, and then the next part of the day, were they be able to do Melocha because it was Nizbar, that it was Chol, so that's gonna give a weakness to that, to that first day, because you know, you don't know what's gonna be, you know, maybe it's gonna turn out to be Chol. So that's why Chazal, we're mesakin that we have to finish that day, give that day a full day of yontif. That way, no problems could come out in the future. So the Rabbanan say that being that this day Chazal were mesakin that first day is only kiyech lezuzebe. They didn't give it a regular din of a yontif Rabbanan that it should be an extension of a one full day of a Rosh Hashanah, an extended Rosh Hashanah. The reason why we were keeping that day is only that zilzul shouldn't come out. So therefore, it doesn't have the same chashivas as the real day, and therefore we could deal with that as 2 separate kedushas. That's the Rabbanan Shita. So even though definitely we are being noy kedusha both days, and not only because of a sofik, but it's a valid kedusha on both days. However, the Rabbanu hold that it's not considered one long day. It's a different level, the day that the Chazal added on. And as far as Erev, and we'll see other things are concerned, we have the right to look at it as 2 separate days. Now, going back into the Mishnah tells us that this question over here is negated two other halachas. Not only negated to making an Erev, one Erev, two Erev in two separate days. The Gemara says, Voidon Arihu, the Masna Odmach, Akol B'yom Tevrishin, V'oichla B'sheni. Now, we'll see from over here, from this part of the Mishnah, something in addition to what we have on in the previous Mishnah, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because what's the halacha over here? Masna Odmach Akolo, a person can make a t'nai and taking off Trumas and Maisis on a basket which has fruit of Tevel. Tevel a person can't eat. You have to take off the Trumas and Maisis in order to eat it. And there's a problem to take off Trumas and Maisis on Shabbos V'yontif because you're being misakin. You are perfecting something. You're making something fit to be used. That can't be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, a person, let's say a person didn't take off the Trumas Maisis before. He finds himself on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. He has his basket of peres that he wants to be able to eat. He has an Eitzah. What's his Eitzah? He'll make a T'nai as follows. Rashi tells us the t'nai. Yeah, if you see in the Rashi over here, Masna Od Malak Hakol. He says on the fifth Rashi, in the Mishnah itself, Masna Od Malak Hakol Shel Tevel, a basket of Tevel. At this point, in this stage in Tevel, one can't eat it. The person can make a t'nai, meaning that when he's going to proclaim the Trumas and Maisers, he's going to make a condition on it in order that he shouldn't be over the Isra of being Mithakin on Yom Tov. Masna Od Malak HaKolo Shal Tevel B'Yom Tov Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah on the first day of Omer, and I say as follows. That knows he will take part of it to the side. V'Omer Im HaYom Chol, if today is a weekday, Tehezu Truma Al Elu. If today's a weekday, and therefore one may be misakin on a weekday, one may take off Truma's Maisis on a weekday. So this is my Truma for this pile. Now this pile is Mesukin. Vim Hayem Kodesh. However, if today has Kedusha, is Rosh Hashanah, Ein B'dvarai Klum. Then what I'm saying now shouldn't mean anything, because the emag being truma biyontif, I mentioned, because it's also for a person to lift truma, right? Means to take out truma on yontif. The reason for that is the shvus drabonon he b'maseches bay. It's an isra drabonon a shvus that you're being misakin. You're making something that wasn't fit for use. Ulamachar. And the next day, Omer, he'll come back and say the similar thing. If yesterday was Kodesh, and today is Chol, and therefore, on that, so my what I did yesterday was nothing, because if it's Kodesh, I don't want it to be over the Isser. Tehezu shamati esmel shumo al elu. So then, you know, those fruits that I talked about yesterday, they should be truma. I'm making the truma right now. If today is kodesh and yesterday is chol, kfar he truma mi esmal for uchel kakol amsukenes mishay hachum. So he could do it. He has this eitzah that he could. On Yontif, he's able to be misakinid, being that one of the 2 days is Choyl. So, with his Mimonoshach, regardless, wherever it is, he took off the Truma on the day which is Choyl. Now, over here, you see that we're dealing with a Yom Chol, with a weekday. As far as this halacha is concerned. Now what this is referring to is like this. See, in a situation where someone is close to Bezdin, so he knows exactly what happened, whether the Edom came or not, he knows, let's say, that the Edom did not come on the first day. So in this situation, there really is no suffix when it is, right? In the real day, Rosh Hashanah is the second day, right? So you're not going to have this what we're talking about over here, that a suffix on which day is Chol, which day is Yom Tov, because you really know this kind of situation really would be more applicable in, like we'll see in the sugi later, Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Goli is such a thing, when people are living further away and they don't actually know what happened, then you have a suffix when it is, which day was Chol, which day was Yom, which was Yom Tov. What you do see from over here is that we could deal with the day of Rosh Hashanah in a certain aspect as a Yom Chol, as the day which is not the real Rosh Hashanah, as far as taking off the Chum and the Meister, which that you wouldn't have in the previous situation of Shabbos and Yom Tov coming after each other, because over there, regardless, each day is a day, right? Whether it's one day, not one day, but definitely each day, Shabbos is Shabbos and Yom Tov is Yom Tov, and you can't take off Chum and Meister from Shabbos to Yom Tov. This kind of situation is only when you're dealing with such a situation where the Yom Tov itself is a one-day Yom Tov, and there's another day here that's misafik. So if that's the situation, then in order to, since you can't locate, you don't know exactly which is the Chol, which is the Shabbos, then you could make this Tanai, and thereby guarding your Hafrosos Truma to the day which is Chol. Now, similarly, there's another halacha that this Mishnah mentions over here, as far as halacha of Be'esh and Oldo, Berishon Teichel B'Sheni. And this is the Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Be'ya, Be'esh and Oldo B'Yom Tov. If the Be'ya is Neil on Yom Tov, it can't be eaten. So again, this will be an Egeya. If we look at it as one day, so if it was Neila B'Rishon, it's also B'Sheni. They have that din as if it was Neila B'Yom Tov. However, if it's two separate days, then Neila B'Zeh is Muteres B'Zeh. That's this halacha. Be'esh and Neila B'Rishon, Teichel B'Sheni. Be that, we could view it as two separate days. So we have three halachas that's Mishnah about. Concerning Erev, concerning taking off Truma and Meiser, and concerning that if this Be'esh was Neilad on the first day, if I could eat it on the second day. Now, the third application is a braisa that the Gemara discusses. Actually, yeah. Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Golias. Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Golias is Yom Tovim, like Pesach and Sukkot. This, like we mentioned before, is that this is really, these Yom Tovim are middle of the month, right? It's the middle of the month. Anyone who's lives close to the Mokum, the Beis Avad, the place where Bezdin is Mekadesh L'Chodesh, so by the time, 2 weeks in, he definitely knows what it is. So, and that's why, it's Yisrael today, these Yom Tovim is only one day, because There's no reason to have 2 days. The reason for the 2 days we originally came from is the places which were further away, and they didn't find out about it. Like the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us that there were efforts that were made to get the word out. Right? Originally, they had the fires from mountain to mountain to get it far, but then there was problems, mishkikulaminim, that they made problems with them, and therefore they would send out shluchim. They would send out messengers to pass the word, but you know, traveling didn't get them too far by the time, you know, it was Negev to Yontif, two weeks in, is that so therefore places that were further away, they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was to know when is the first day, or for that matter the last day of Pesach and Sukkot, which was also for that matter even earlier. So there was the question of a Sofik. So Sofik, they were nighting both days, right? But over there really it's one day. There was only one day. We didn't know which day it was. So it was, there was a Sofik. That's what it originally was. What we have today, after that time, even when there was no more Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi the Edim, and the calendar was set up. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us, because of Minhag Aviseinu B'Yedeinu, that what originally was, the fact that people that lived, the Bnei HaGoyla, that they kept 2 days Misafik, this Chazal instituted that we should constantly always have that 2 day Yontif. But we deal with it as a Sofik, you know, as even though we know which day is the Raisa, but Chazal set it up in a way that we should deal with it as a Sofik, as if we didn't know. The Gemara tells us because of Chazal were concerned that maybe problems will arise, that the Kfi Diyarcha had to set up the calendar, we might lose that, and therefore a real problem might arise, not knowing when the actual day is. And if Chazal said, so Rashi brings Shochu Mitam Hizoru B'Minig Aviseinu B'Yedeinu, and that's all we have today. Right? We have today Eretz Yisrael, since originally they only had one day, so they carry on what they had. But us, the Bnei HaGoyla, since originally we had 2 days because the Shluchim didn't reach over here, so the Minig Aviseinu B'Yedeinu is we have 2 days. But the way we deal with the 2 days is as if it's a Sofik, one day Choyl, one day Yontif. There's no, it doesn't come together as one long day. That's the Gemara over here. The Gemara talks about Hahu Bar Tavya. The Gemara on the base around halfway down. The Gemara says, there was this young deer that was brought to the house of the Reish Gelusa. The Issid B'Yomtev Rishon Shel Golias. It was captured, it was caught on the first day. The Ishtachet B'Yomtev Sheni. It was shecht on the second day. So the Gemara tells us that there was a difference of opinion amongst the Amiroim whether it could be eaten. Rav Nachman of Chizda Ochloi, Rav Nachman of Chizda, they were there, they ate from it, and Rav Sheshis lo yochal, Rav Sheshis didn't eat. Om Rav Nachman, my evid lay le Rav Sheshis, de lo yochal bisra de tavya. What could we do to help Rav Sheshis over there? He doesn't want to eat it. How do we understand why he's not eating? Om alay, Rav Sheshis, v'heichi eichol, how could I eat? The Tani Isi, Famila Isi Tony Vechen Hoya Biesi Isi Shneyom Tovim Shal Golias. This Gemara over here deals with a price from Rabbi Yosi, which at first glance this price seems to say that he gives the din of Shneyom Tovim Shal Golias the same din as as Rosh Hashanah, that is considered Kedusha Achas. And we'll see in the Gemara over here that the Gemara is not willing to accept this because it's very hard to understand why this should be, because definitely over here it's based on a suffix, so you don't have two days. You don't have two days of Kedusha, you know, that add up to make one long day. And that's what the Gemara works on hard over here, to translate that braisa, that it doesn't mean that it's a Kedusha Achas. Rav Sheshes understood the braisa, you know, in its simple form, that there's a Shitas Rav Yaisi, now in Pasnak Rav Yaisi, definitely later on to the Rosh Hashanah, Rav Yaisi Muki Imai, so he was Cheshesh for the way the bride, this price that he had from Rav Yaisi, he said that even Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galuyos, it's considered one long day. Now the issue over here is the fact that it was captured for the purpose of a yid. Now this the halacha over here is that if a goy does a malacha for the purpose of the yid, it can't be used on that day. On Shabbos or Yom Tov, whatever it is. So were it to be that we view these 2 days as one long day, so he wouldn't be able to be used even on the second day. Right? It's one long day. So that's what the issue over here was. So Rav Sheshes, who had understood the Braisa B'Shem Rav Yaisi, that even Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galuyos, we look at it as one long day. So being that Amlocha was done, Tzad was done, so it wasn't able to be eaten till after the Yontif. So this is what the Gemara over here says, Amar Rava Umay Kushya. Rava says that the Braisa B'Shem Rabbi Yaisi, it's not a kasha, it's not a reason for us not to eat it. I'll tell you how to understand it. Dil Mahachika Omar, V'chein Hay Rabbi Yaisi Oysa B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shavash Hashanah B'Goy B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shavash Hashanah B'Goylo. That Rava is willing to be madchik this braisim. He's willing to translate this braisim in a difficult way to relate it to Rosh Hashanah, but not, it's not talking about Pesach and Sukkis. The next Gemara says Rav Asi also tries to translate it differently. Rav Ashi, question the Gersa. My question, Dilma Hochkam, Vachin Herab Yasi, Oise, Isser Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galuyos, Kishnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah L'Rabbonon, the Shoru. The Gemara says over here two explanations in bending this braisa, and the Mephoshim explained the reason for this is because the explanation for such a shita, why. At first glance, the way this braisa seems to be saying that Rabbi Yaisi holds that it's one long kedusha is very hard to understand why that should be, and therefore the Amoraim are accepting to bend the simple mashmoyis of this braisa in order that it should fit with what is acceptable in Svar. So therefore, you see from the Mor that the Mor is not willing to accept that anyone really holds on Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galuyos, that should be considered one long day. The Gemara continues. Ashkechei Rav Sheshes, the Rabbi Bar Shmuel. So Rav Sheshes, the one who didn't want to eat because he relied on the braisa the way Rabbi Yossi Shita, the way it seemed to have been saying. So he bumped into Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Omar Le'etoni Man Midi B'Kedushas. Did you learn, have any braisas, any information on the sugyo over here of Kedushas? Amale Tanina, I have a braisa, Moide Rabbi Yaisi, B'Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galuyos. He has a clear braisa, so Rabbi Yaisi agrees to the Chachamim, even though he argues by Rosh Hashanah, but Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galuyos is considered two separate days. See, he had a clear braisa in Rabbi Yaisi himself, which said that he agreed, like the other Amiron. Amale, Yim Ashkachas Lu, Le Temelu, Le Midi. He said, if you find, you know, my chaverim that I ate with the other day, I didn't want it, I don't tell them about this because you know, I see that that I was wrong. I mean, you know, even though the price that he had seem to have suggested that, but they were right that they weren't ready to accept such a thing. Couldn't be. Right? So they were willing to do it, and here you have the Mufurish Abraisa concerning this. Now, so this is the get to the third application, Shneyam Toim Shal Golias, which is saying that even though we paskin like Rabbi Yossi concerning Rosh Hashanah, but Rabbi Yossi himself, where the Mura comes out over here, agrees that in Shneyam Toim Shal Golias, it has been of Shtei Kedushas, and therefore, let's say in this application over here, that if a Goy did a Molocho, Litzarech the Yisrael, on the first day, so you could use it the second day, even though there's halacha that you have to wait after in order that we'll see it shouldn't be nene from leches yontif, but over here being that it's two separate days, so we view the second day as yom chol as if it's not the same kedusha as the first day, and therefore it's mutter. Now Rashi over here discusses the halacha aspect of this, what comes out of our sugya. We just mention over here very briefly. Rashi says that coming out of our sugya, we see pretty much a unanimous decision, agreement amongst Amirim and even Rav Sheshes, who originally was arguing with the Chachamim, but after when he was shown that price, they'll see he was chayzer. He changed his mind and to agree. So therefore, everyone holds that definitely B'nai Geit Shneyam Toim Shal Golias has the din of two separate days. And the two separate days, the way we view it really is, we could look at that there's one weekday over here, right? And therefore, let's say B'nai Geit to this halacha in the Mishnah, let's say as far as the din of Kalkolo, right? A person would be able to take off Shemus HaMaisis, by making that Tanai, if today's Chol, it's working now, if today's Kedush, I'm not doing anything, then tomorrow, and by the time tomorrow comes, then he's safe, because whichever day was the Chol, that was the day that he actually took off the Shemus HaMaisis. Now, in Rashi over here, Rashi discusses a question which is directly negeh this case in the Gemara. If a melacha was done by a goy on the first day, is it mutter on the second day or not? Our Gemara sounds like it pretty clear like it is. And the issue over here is because there's another Gemara in Maseches Beya, which talks about. Which says as follows: the Gemara over here says, "Papa paskins halacha nochu shehevi der li Yisrael." That you have to wait le'erev. It's only mut le'erev b'chdei sheyase. B'chdei sheyase. That concept is the amount of time that it could have been done now in the yom chol, in order that you shouldn't benefit from the melacha that was done on Shabbos and Yontif. The time that was also. Now that there's a question over here between Rashi, and Rashi brings the Bahag, that it's mutter, b'chdei sheyase, when is that? Is that after the first day of Yontif, meaning that on the second day of Yontif it's mutter, or b'chdei sheyase means on the second day of Yontif? The simple translation, b'chdei sheyase, which means that amount of time that you could have done it yourself, and therefore you're not being nene from it, like we're talking about Matzoi Shabbos, right? Melacha was done on Shabbos, after B'chdei Sheyase, you wait till Matzoi Shabbos, and since right now I could do it myself, so I'm not benefiting from the fact that the Goy did it for me then, because, that only helps me time-wise, and I'm waiting anyways. Now, but in this situation, the difficulty with that is that Ma'is Et Yontif, right? We're not Yontif, so you can't actually do this today. Right, so that's why that it would seem that the B'chdei Sheyase really means after the second day of Yontif, right? La'erev B'chdei Sheyase is when you could actually do it, and that's really what the Shitas HaBahag is translated in the Gemara. So according to the Bahag, you really have to wait till the second day. Rashi says that no, the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Cheshiyach doesn't mean with if you could actually do it. It just means the amount of time that it could be done. In this situation, true, you can't do it because there's a second day Yontif Misafik. But Bechdei Sheyaseh means on the first day. And therefore, Rashi, and he relates that to Agamor. That's what Agamor seems to be saying over here. This thing was captured, was cool for them on the first day. And they're able to eat on the second day. It was only necessary to wait. Bechdei Sheyaseh, after that first day, then you can eat on the second day. The Bahag holds that no, that you have to wait till the second day. We shouldn't talk about what the basis of the Bahag. Bahag might have a different way of understanding what the din of Bechdei Sheyaseh is. Tosfos talks about this, but the Bahag sheet is you have to wait till the second day. And the question is, what does he do with Ar Gemara? Ar Gemara clearly says that it was called on the first day. So the Bahag learns that Ar Gemara actually the goy didn't actually do the malach over here. The nets were set up beforehand, and it was caught memela. That's how he learns. But definitely in a situation like the other gemara where he's coming from, that nochir shehevi doyrin, in the case where the goy definitely does a malacha for you. So the way he changes that gemara over there, it's only mutter after the second day. La halacha concerning this, the way we know, when I get to this. Machlaik is Rashi in the Bahag, and you know if you see over here, the Bir Halacha in Simon Tovkuf Tez Vov brings down you know all the different shittas to show, and there's a lot of shittas on both sides. The Mechaber Paskins Lahokel like Rashi. Uveshnei Yom Tov Mishal Golias Imhuva Biyam Rishon Mutter Miyad Belel Yontav Shem Bechtei Sheyasu. The second. The night of the second day of Yontif, it's mutter bechtei sheyaseh. Just wait the amount of time as necessary for that melacha to be done. Shitas Rashi. The Rama says, "Hago yesh machmirin leser ad matzoy Yontif sheni." To bring it, others aser till bechtei sheyaseh of the second. V'noegin lahachmir im ein etzorich Yontif. Etzorich orichim of hagav. No, v'noegin lahokal achem shlihuv b'shvilon. So the Rama says that. Yesh machmir, and our minig is to be machmir, unless certain situations where it's necessary, tzarech orchim, so if the melacha wasn't done for the orchim, it necessarily was done for the person himself. So in such a situation, we could rely on the shittas, if she's lahokal. Now the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha tells us after he sets up all the different shittas over here, Barichas, who holds what, he says, Ve'al kein b'mokam sheish oid stotum lahatin nir l'chir deish lismech l'hoka k'shittas Rashi. He shows that there are many, many Rishayim which hold like shittas Rashi, which is how the Mechaber Paskins, and he says, therefore, if there are other tzadim to be matter, definitely Shittas Rashi could be used to be makel apparently even more than what the Rama is telling us that we can makel with. Since there is a large number of Rishonim on the side of Rashi that we could be Samech on. But of course, you know, you have to ask your Rav for the practical application of such a thing. Okay.